On the screen, bright points of light bloomed in the intervening cloud. A magnified view showed expanding shells of energy tearing gaps in the shimmer barrier. "Second wave is through with minimal deviation," said the TAC officer.
"How long?"
said Ash. "On current course and speed, 50 seconds.
Helm, go to maximum thrust. Head for the far side of that moon."
"The Arm Fist is targeting all its projector batteries on our engines," said the TAC officer, his voice showing signs of strain.
"Raise shields,"
Ash said with rock-solid composure.
"All hands, lock down safeties against incoming enemy fire."
Greg sat slumped back in the command couch, witnessing the seemingly inexorable slide towards destruction, with a terrible fear crawling in his guts.
"Contact!"
the TAC officer cried out.
"Vessel uncloaking 8 kiloms off our stern, sir. It's the Imbecile ship, and they're picking off all the Silverclaw missiles."
"Maintain course and speed,"
said Ash, who glanced at Greg.
"The Imbecile have put themselves between us and our pursuers. A high-risk tactic in this situation."
"We're picking up a message from the Imbecile to the Iron Fist," said the TAC officer.
A moment later, the audio came through.
"Asgara vessel, you have violated an exclusion zone emplaced according to the self-defense protocols of the Imbecile Merchants. Cease all attacks and threats and withdraw from this system immediately."
"So, the Medlin Imbecile are working with those brigands,"
came Wade's voice.
"No matter. It'll be my pleasure to obliterate you before dealing with that ship full of thieves."
"You may be assured that events will transpire differently," was the Imbecile reply before the channel cut out.
"Can they hold against the Tigran ship's weapons?" Greg said. Ash shrugged, but his frown said no. Then, staring at his screen, he leaned forward.
"The Imbecile are not raising their shields."
"The Iron Fist is targeting all weapons on the Imbecile vessel," said the TAC officer.
"Aim everything we've got at the Iron Fist," said Ash.
"Contact! Second vessel uncloaking above and behind the Iron Fist. It's another Imbecile ship, and it's opening fire."
Greg watched it all unfold in the holo panel before him. Even as the Tigran ship veered wildly to port, the second Imbecile kept pace and unleashed a cascade of destruction upon its stern. Beam energies tore and lashed at the shields, while pulse cannon rounds and disruptor missiles pounded away. Under such intense and focused attack, the Tigran shields began to weaken, flare, and fail. Return fire had cut through the Imbecile's own slotted shields, and its hull sported several gashes and breaches trailing foggy gases. But for the Tigran vessel, the end was near. As its shields finally flared out from tail to prow, the second Imbecile sent missiles and pulse beam rounds into the now unprotected stern. Something exploded. A fuel line or a generator, and Greg could see hot yellow fire spread within the hull, blowing out hatches and sections of plating. Then one of the manoeuvring thrusters began to burn, blazing at full strength for a moment before it burst apart in a brief flurry of fiery whiteness. A second later, a massive explosion tore open the stern as the main drive succumbed, leaving the Tigran vessel pinwheeling through space.